Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program, 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mila sitting in. Okay, when people are persistently ignorant of a circumstance, it really gets under my skin. It's one thing to not be aware of what's going on, not care, that kind of stuff. I get it. There's a lot of things that go on in the world that, to be perfectly honest with you, we got too much going on in our everyday lives. I got to deal with work. I got to take care of my kids. I got other things that I have to deal with. I'm not sure I really care about what's going on over here or over there or this, so I understand that. But when an individual or a group of individuals become activists in a circumstance, when they come out and they say, no, this position, this issue is important to me, I'm going to voice my opinion. Great. I support that. I think that's wonderful. But when they are given the facts of the circumstance and they persist on being ignorant, when they persist in ignoring the truth of what's going on and hold to that, really ticks me off. I've got no patience for it. And I probably should. I probably need to deal with that aspect of my personality. But I have a very short fuse. For someone that is willing to have a discussion and discourse, I'm all about that. But when somebody blindly and foolishly holds on to ignorance with both hands and refuses to make a change or even listen out of stubbornness, I have zero patience for it. None. This is what's happening with a lot of these anti-Israel protests. France has Western Europe's largest Jewish and Muslim population. All right, so when tensions flare up between these two areas, you can imagine that France has there's a lot of volatility there. And yes, there have been demonstrations. There were two that happened to boycott Israel and calling Israel murderers and all this kind of stuff. There was two that popped up. Well, they were illegal. They didn't have the right permits, blah, 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 blah. Well, recently they had a pro-Gaza activist got together and decided to have a demonstration, and they did it the right way. They were carrying banners that said, boycott Israel, Israel is a murderer. One of the individual spokesperson for the group that put this together said, today we're here for Palestine because we find Israel shameful, because children are dying and it's unbearable to see all this. Israel is shameful. I want to ask Fatima al-Fatoui if her neighbor were to start throwing rocks into her house without provocation, were to start throwing rocks and hit her kid, what would she do? Would she go over and say, would you mind not throwing the rocks? Probably. And then when the rocks came again and this time killed her kid, would she go over and say, excuse me, would you please not throw any more rocks? I'm a little upset that you've killed my child. Oh, you agree? Okay, thank you very much. No, she would not. She's going to call the authorities, or she's going to go over there and beat the crap out of the person that was throwing the rocks. Take the rock away and say, no more. This will not happen again. So when she says that Israel is being shameful, she's being a hypocrite. Israel is not being shameful. Israel is defending what is theirs. And the reason she's being a hypocrite and the reason she's saying this is she does not understand, or quite possibly does not believe, that Hamas is the one causing the problems. Then she goes on to say, these demonstrations are not anti-Semitic. We simply oppose Israel's actions against Gaza. Ma'am, do you oppose Gaza's actions against Israel that got it started? If you don't, you're a hypocrite. All right, that's it. I'm done. Let's give a little bit of an update on this missing Algerie passenger airline. There is a Fox News alert that says that the plane did crash in northern Mali. We will get more information about this, more specifics, But it appears, again, as the program continues on, I will continue to dig and get as much information as possible, but it appears that there's confirmation that it crashed in northern Mali. You know how these go, these stories go. There may be conflicting information that comes up a little bit later. We'll find out. Okay, so changing gears. Boom, I hope I don't grind anything. A while back, Target Stores, the CEO of Target Stores, made a statement and said, hey, listen, those of you that are open carry fans, those of you where our stores are at, where there is open carry laws, we'd really like for you not to carry your guns in our stores. Thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. Well, now on July 22nd, a man was fatally shot in the parking lot of a Van Nuys Los Angeles Target, about 2 weeks after the department store chain, respectfully, asked law-abiding citizens not to bring their guns to the stores. According to ABC in Los Angeles, a man in his 40s was shot in the early morning hours, rushed to Holy Cross Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. Police believe the gunman may have had gang ties. The victim did not. There had been two robberies at Target stores within 1 week of Target interim CEO John Mulligan, quote, respectfully asking law-abiding shoppers to leave their guns at home. A similar pattern was observed at the Jack in the Box stores after they also asked law-abiding customers to please not bring their guns into the restaurants. Within 2 weeks of making that request, two Jack in the Box stores were robbed and a shooting took place at a third. Mm-hmm. See, my response when I read this request by the CEO of Target, I understand that you feel that your store is safe and secure and that there is no reason to bring a gun into the store. And I can understand there are some people that are made very nervous by a civilian, you and I, with open carry, putting our 40, 45 or whatever it is we carry on our hip and walking into a store. That makes some people very, very uncomfortable. It makes them nervous. The reason why, again, it goes back to they don't understand and they don't realize that you and I, those of us who carry guns, do so responsibly. The vast majority of those of us who carry do so because we are concerned about our safety. We are concerned about the safety of others. We are gun enthusiasts, and we understand that what comes out of the business end of the barrel can really, really do a lot of damage. And so we don't want ourselves to get shot. We don't want anything happening to us. So we are, again, the vast majority of us, very safe with our guns. There are a lot of people, there are some out there that aren't real smart about carrying. But the vast majority of us are. And it goes back to the simple logic. You don't punish everybody for the actions of a few. If a few people disobey the rules and are acting outside of the norms of society, then you correct them. You don't punish the ones that are doing it right. Okay, so that's my feeling about the gun thing. So as the law states, if the CEO just kindly says, oh, I'd really be more comfortable if you didn't carry your gun in my store, my response to that is, well, I appreciate and I understand you're concerned. However, the law says I can. The law overrides your opinion. So I'm going to continue to carry. The only time that I would stop and not carry into Target or any other store is if they had it posted. No weapons allowed inside the building on these premises. Well, then that's they're obeying the law. Therefore, so shall I. But how many of these do we have when an individual... Before the individuals that are afraid of us, law-abiding citizens, carrying our guns according to the Constitution, says that we can, How many times are we going to have this incident where we create a gun-free zone and the only people that truly benefit from it are the criminals, the ones that say, bonus, I can now act with impunity on these grounds. The argument comes from the left saying, well, you have to understand that these are very few incidents that happen. For the most part, when we ask it to be a gun-free zone, there is no crime. These happenings are very few and far between. Oh, you're right. You're very right. Oh, you mean like the mass shootings that happen? They're very few and far between. And when you look at the overall injury and death rate in the United States, mass shootings comes really, really, really far down on the list. So if we're going to use the logic of, well, the shootings that happen at these gun-free zones are very, very few and far between. Gun-free zones are safer zones, and these are only then you have to use the same logic when you start arguing to limit my access to a gun. The poor liberals that find that the AK-47 and the AR-15s and so forth are scary, and therefore they're assault weapons. They want to limit us from us being the responsible gun owner, limit us from having them. Because there's been a few mass shootings. The mass shootings are few and far between, yet they want to punish us and take away our guns. But they use that logic when they say, oh, no, these gun-free zones, the shootings are few and far between, so that's a good thing. You can't have it both ways in logic. You can't. And this is what bothers me. If you're going to have an idealism, if you're going to have a thought process, then it has to be equal on both sides. Use the same logic on both sides. I think that's probably one key ingredient in a lot of the conflicts, even these political conflicts. Like what I said with the Israeli and the Hamas conflict. I know I said I wouldn't go back to it, but I just use that as a reference. If you're going to get upset at Hamas throwing rocket, are you going to get upset at Israel defending itself and killing Hamas terrorists? You also have to be upset at Hamas for throwing rockets at innocent men, women, and children in Israel. You can't have it both ways. You got to be upset at both if you're going to be upset at one. All right, let's take a break. I got a few other things to talk about this morning. Are you kidding me? We're only 45 minutes into the show. I got more stuff here to talk about than we got time. Aaron is on the road. Aaron, hold tight. We got to take a break. We'll come back to your phone calls and more. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in for the Jerry Bader program. Don't go anywhere. Sit down. We got more to do.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.